listening to I Love Old Time Radio with your host, Virtual Vinny.
It's a new week here on I Love Old Time Radio. Welcome, Old Time Radio fans. I'm your host, Virtual Vinny. You can interact with us via social media on Facebook at I Love Old Time Radio and on Twitter at I Love OT Radio. You can send feedback to us via the contact form on our website at iloveoldtimeradio.com. If you enjoy this program, please take the time to rate and review us at review.iloveoldtimeradio.com. This episode is brought to you by the Vintage Radio Club. The Vintage Radio Club is a way for you to help support the I Love Old Time Radio podcast. And as a thank you, we do an extra podcast a week with some longer productions. This past weekend, it was the MGM Theater of the Air with a light comedy about a small-town girl who finds romance in the world of big-city publishers. It's called Three Loves of Nancy. And if you want to hear more and help support I Love Old Time Radio, then visit vintage.iloveoldtimeradio.com. I Love Old Time Radio produces a new show every Monday through Friday, each day with a different theme. Monday's Crime Does Not Pay on the Shadow. This episode originally aired on October 9th, 1938, and it is called Death Stalks the Shadow.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men. The shadow knows.
Again, Blue Coal Dealers present radio's strangest adventurer, The Shadow. The curtain rises on The Shadow's thrilling adventure in just a moment. But first, may I advise all homeowners who want steadier, more dependable home heating to be sure and order Blue Coal. It's America's finest anthracite, the coal that will ensure you and your family greater heating comfort at less cost. Blue Coal is mined from Pennsylvania's richest anthracite deposits. It's carefully sized, prepared, laboratory tested, and trademarked a harmless blue as your guarantee of its superior quality. Remember, insist on Blue Coal. Order your supply from your nearest Blue Coal dealer tomorrow. Shadow, Lamont Cranston, a man of wealth, a student of science, and a master of other people's minds, devotes his life to righting wrongs, protecting the innocent, and punishing the guilty. Cranston is known to the underworld as the Shadow. Never seen, only heard, his true identity is known only to his constant friend and aide, Margot Lane. Today's story, Death Stalks the Shadow.
Mallie's in the end cells to Murdoch. Just talk to him through the bars. You're the last visitor, you'll see.
End cell? Right. Hello, Mallie.
Huh?
It's me, kid. Peter Murdoch.
Murdoch. Gee, I thought you'd never get here.
Come on, pull yourself together, Mallie.
Yeah, it's easy enough for you to talk. You ain't been sitting here waiting. Every day the chair getting closer.
Now, Mallie.
It doesn't occur. Listen. Hear that big dynamo turnover? Coming. They're testing it for me. For me.
Shut up.
Murdoch, did you see the governor?
Yeah, I saw him, yes.
Well? Oh, say something!
There won't be any reprieve, kid. We're licked.
We're licked? That's funny, Murdoch. You ain't in here. You ain't gonna sit in that chair.
I didn't kill anybody, Mally.
Why, you dirty double-crossing rat.
Who planned that killing? Who promised I'd never even do time for it? You did!
Well, I didn't figure on the shadow, Mally.
Yeah, I know. The shadow. He caught me. He didn't know I was only doing your dirty work for you. I should have told him.
Yeah, but you didn't.
I trusted you. Peter Murdoch, the great lawyer. You said you'd get me off.
I can't win all my cases.
You didn't even try. Told me to the wolves. So the shadow wouldn't learn the truth about you.
Well, it worked, didn't it?
Yeah. If I could get through these bars, I'd fix you, Murdoch. Anyhow, I can tell the truth about you. I'll sing so loud.
Sing your head off. My reputation is too good. Nobody will believe you.
The shadow might believe me, Murdoch. Suppose I told the shadow who turned Dan Mallie from a decent kid into a killer.
Stop dreaming, Mallie. This is the death house. Tonight, you're walking right through that door down there, and you're not coming back.
Why, you lobster!
Oh, you'd better forget all about the shadow. So long, Mally.
Come back here! Come back here!
So long, sucker.
Hey, Mally. Mally, any news for you?
Yeah, bad news.
Gee, tough luck, kid.
Yeah, but I ain't through yet. Before they burn me, there's something I gotta do.
God! Hey, God! Where's that tin cup? God!
Down. What's the matter, Mally?
I want to talk to Commissioner Weston. I got to see him right away.
What for?
He's got to locate somebody for me. Somebody I want to talk to.
Well, don't stand there. Get me Commissioner Weston!
How did you happen to choose this cafe, Lamont?
Well, Margot, this is a place Commissioner Weston showed me, and I had hopes the gaiety might stop my thinking.
What's bothering you?
Today is the 12th, Margot. Young Dan Mally goes to the chair tonight, thanks to the shadow.
But Lamont, surely you don't regret the shadow's having captured that murderer for the police?
No, not exactly. Mally fired the shot, all right, but I've never felt the case was completely solved. Well, let's forget that.
Oh, Lamont, look, when that waiter started for the kitchen, the door opened without his touching it.
Yes. Works by photoelectric ray.
Oh, what's that?
Look each side of the door, Margot. See those chromium fixtures sticking out of the floor? Lights hidden at the top of them?
Yes.
There's a beam of light between those two bulbs. When anyone approaches the door, his body breaks that ray. And whenever the ray is broken, the door opens without touching
it. Well, how clever.
Yes, and convenient. But, Margot, I have sometimes thought it might even prove dangerous to a certain friend of yours.
Whom do you mean?
The shadow.
But I don't understand.
The shadow can hide himself from the human eye, Margot. But he has a physical being. And the photoelectric beam could detect his presence.
Hush, Lamont. Here comes Commissioner Weston now.
Oh, I see. Well, good evening, Commissioner.
Oh, Preston, how are you? And you, Miss Lane?
Very well, Commissioner Weston.
Won't you join us?
Thanks, but I think not. I'm rather upset tonight.
Oh, what's the matter, Commissioner?
Well, Miss Lane, have you ever heard of the shadow?
The shadow?
Oh, yes, Margot. You've heard the absurd stories about his great deeds, huh? All poppycock, of course.
I'd give anything to contact the shadow right this minute.
But why?
A boy named Dan Mally goes to the electric chair tonight with vital information. The only person he'll talk to is the shadow. It's because I don't know how to find the shadow, I'm beaten. Well, I won't find him here. So if you'll forgive me, I'll run along. Good night.
Good night, Commissioner Weston.
Good night. Margot, my hunch about Danny's case must be right. Waiter.
Yes, sir.
Waiter, here's money for my bill. Hey, never mind the change.
Thank you, sir.
Come, Margot, quick. I'm going to the death house now. As the shadow.
Why doesn't he come? Why doesn't he come?
Were you waiting for me, Dan Mally?
Who's that? Who spoke?
The shadow.
The shadow?
There isn't much time, Mally. They're coming after you to take you to the chair. Speak quickly. What have you to say?
Plenty.
I can't save you, you know. You killed a man, Mally.
Yeah, I know. But it wasn't my idea, Shadow. Honest, it wasn't.
There was no evidence against anyone else.
Yeah, don't I know it. He's too clever for that.
Who is too clever?
The bird that got me into this. The smart fellow that sold a dumb kid on crime being a good business.
His name?
Peter Murdoch.
Do you know what you're saying, Dan? Murdoch's a famous criminal lawyer. His reputation...
His reps are blind. Listen, Pete Murdoch's the biggest crook in this section. He's got a piece of everything. But right now he's planning a slum fire that'll kill thousands and net him a million from insurance companies.
If you're telling the truth...
A man doesn't lie when he's only got a few minutes to live, Mr. Shadow. The job's gonna be pulled late this week.
I'll investigate it, Dan. If it's true, Peter Murdoch will pay for his crimes. But how can I get proof?
That's easy. Now listen, there's a friend of mine named Dopey Jake... down by the wharves, number 5 South Street. Jake knows enough about Murdoch's latest plan to prove what I said.
I'll see him.
Yeah, listen. If you can get to the filing cabinet in Murdoch's house, there's records and things, enough to finish him.
The shadow promises justice, Dan Mally.
That's all I want.
They're coming, Dan.
Okay. I can take it. Thanks, Shadow. Thanks for coming.
Well, Dan, it's time.
Yeah. I know, Warden.
Unlock the door, Gus.
Right, Warden. Well, here goes.
Take his arms, Gus.
Steady, kid.
I ain't scared. I ain't. Not as scared as Murdoch will be. Wait till the Shadow gets him.
All right, men. Forward.
Shadow. Man, don't be Jake. They'll fix him.
Goodbye, Mally. Come on, kid. Keep your chin up. So long, Mally.
Dan, the other prisoners are saying goodbye.
So long, boys.
We'll be seeing you, Mally.
Murdoch. Jake. The Shadow. The Shadow.
Hey, what was that about the Shadow?
The Shadow caught Dan Mally. He put him here in the big house.
Oh.
Hey, do you suppose it hurts much when they pull a switch?
Well, we'll find out.
Yeah. You know, it's funny how a nice kid like that gets to be a gunman.
Yeah, ain't it?
The man responsible will answer for that, my friend.
Hey, who said that?
The Shadow.
What the...
There it goes! The juice!
Ah! Well, Murdoch, like you planned, I got the job of getting Dan Mally out of the hot spot. And he went, raving.
Yeah, Gus, they usually do.
That's right,
sir. All right, cut it, chick. Gus, what did Mally say when he was raving?
Something about you, Murdoch.
He mentioned names?
Yeah, Bess. He was yelling something about Dopey Jake and his Shadow.
The Shadow?
Seems like he'd been talking to the Shadow in the death house.
Murdoch, this means the Shadow got to Dan Mally.
All right. Beat it, Gus. I'm busy.
Okay.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah, boss.
Show Gus out.
Okay. All right, come on, Gus. This way out.
Okay. What? The Shadow?
The Shadow.
Mally Blatt.
Shut up, all of you. Gus didn't see a soul get near to Mally.
You fool. A Shadow hides from human eyes.
Yeah, that's right. And he knows about Dopey Jake now. If he should get Dopey to talk.
Listen, you halfwits. We've got to beat the Shadow. Or lose the juiciest setup a gang ever had in this country. A fire that'll net us $1 million.
But, Murdoch, you can't lay hands on a Shadow.
But that's just what I'm going to do.
But the Shadow ain't real. He's kind of a spook.
No, he's real enough. He's a man, all right. He can die like any other man. Wait till you see the trap I'm building.
But how can you find the Shadow?
You know, and I know where it can always be found. Where a crime has been committed.
Yeah, but there ain't any crime, Murdoch.
There's going to be one. A crime that'll set the Shadow on my trail.
Well, I won't meddle with him.
Yeah, leave me out of this, Murdoch.
And me.
Now, you listen to me, Bess. Chick, and you too, Joe. You're in this, all of you. If anyone tries to rat, I'll put you on the same spot with Dan Mally. I mean it. Well, what do you say? You're going to be good?
All right, you win. Well, what's this wonderful crime going to be, Murdoch?
A little job down on the waterfront at number 5 South Street. I want you and Joe to go down there tonight and kill our good friend, Dopey Jake.
The Shadow's adventure continues in just a moment. But first, here's advice every homeowner will profit by following. If you'd like to be sure of maintaining steady, even warmth throughout your home this fall and winter, call your Blue Coal dealer tomorrow. Lay in a supply of Blue Coal, America's finest anthracite. Blue Coal is mined by the Glen Alden Coal Company from Pennsylvania's richest anthracite deposits. Every carload is carefully sized, prepared, and laboratory tested. Only that coal which comes up to the highest standard is trademarked a harmless blue, guaranteeing its superior quality. Blue Coal requires less attention. It saves you time and energy, and you'll welcome its steady, dependable, healthful heat that stops quick chilling off of rooms and so prevents colds and illness in your family. No on and off type fuel can possibly offer you the security and heating economy of Blue Coal. Remember, furnaces in this section of the country were designed especially to burn anthracite. And in any of the 4 popular domestic sizes, egg, pea, chestnut, or stove, you'll get America's finest anthracite when you order Blue Coal. So plan today to order your supply tomorrow. Your dealer's name is listed in the Where to Buy It section of your classified telephone directory under the name Blue Coal.
5 South Street. Here's where Dopey Jake lives.
Lamont, do you hear that water?
Yes. These old empty tenements are built on piles over the river. It's the tide rushing out to sea.
This place gives me the creeps.
Here. Take my arm, Margot. We've got to go down a dark passageway to the door. And Margot, after we enter the passageway, we mustn't speak. Just go up to the door, and I'll knock.
Yes, Lamont. I'm ready.
Come.
There's no one here.
Wait.
Lamont, let's get away from here.
No, wait. Margot, the door's not locked. I'm going in.
I'm going with you. I won't be left behind. Now.
Let me get my flashlight out. There. Come on, then.
Lamont!
What is it?
Turn your light that way on the floor. There's a man lying there.
Yes. Let me get a look at him. Oh, poor old fellow.
He lies so still.
Yes. There's a knife through his heart.
Oh, no.
It's pinning a note to his breast.
A note, Lamont? What does it say?
Let me see. It says, "This is our pal, Dopey Jake. Get him to talk to you now, Shadow. Margot, this is Murdoch's challenge to the Shadow, and it must be accepted. I'm going directly to Murdoch as the Shadow."
Nearly finished with your wiring job, Steve?
Yeah, almost, Mr. Murdoch.
Gee, I hope it works.
Oh, don't you worry, Miss Bess. When I get the electric wires connected with this sliding steel door, this room of Mr. Murdoch's is going to be fixed so nobody can get in or out.
Good.
Say, I've been wondering why you want this arrangement, Mr. Murdoch. What's it for?
Well, we call it the lion's cage, Steve.
The lion's cage?
Mm-hmm.
You aren't going to put a lion in it, are you? You're kidding.
Sure, of course I am. Though we do plan to use the room soon. By the way, you haven't mentioned this job to anyone, have you?
Well, no, sir. You said not to, so... Well, I didn't.
Hey, how does this steel door work, anyway?
I'll show you, miss.
Ready?
Yeah. Now, Mr. Murdoch, if you'll have your man outside, throw the switch.
Bess, step out in the hall and tell Chick to switch on the current. He's in the room next to this.
Okay. Chick, turn on the juice.
Steve.
Yeah?
Won't that photoelectric ray be visible to anyone coming down the hall toward the door?
Oh, no, not a chance. The ray is infrared. Invisible. Look for yourself.
Yeah, you're right. You can't see the light.
Yeah, you understand. The ray goes from one door jamb across to the other.
And anyone crossing the threshold breaks the ray?
Yeah, that's right.
Uh-huh.
And when the ray's broken, the steel door slams shut. Watch. Mr. Bess, would you mind stepping back into the room for a minute?
Sure. What happens if you... Good night, what happened?
When you came in, you broke the ray and the steel door slammed shut.
Yeah, and it locks automatically.
Say, I don't like being locked in. I'm going
out. Hey, look out!
Hey, don't touch that door!
What's the matter?
Well, that door is charged with electricity, ma'am. And if you touched it, you'd been electrocuted.
You see, Bess, I figure even our clever friend, the Shadow, will do the first natural thing after we trap him in here. He'll try the door to see if it's locked.
I get it. And when he does...
When he does, it's goodbye, Shadow.
You sure he'll come?
When he finds Dopey Jake, he'll be here.
Say... Mr. Murdoch, you don't want to fool around with this door, you know. It's dangerous. I don't know who this guy Shadow is, but...
Young man, you talk too much.
Yes, doesn't he? Bess, go over to that panel in the wall. It's open. Yell at Chick in the next room to shut off the current.
Okay, Murdoch.
I don't get the idea of the panel in the wall with a steel screen over it, Mr. Murdoch.
Don't worry about it.
Chick, shut her off and come in here. Chick's coming.
Good.
That door's heavy.
If you hadn't turned off the current, you couldn't have moved it.
Chick... Pay off this man like we agreed.
Okay.
Oh, thanks.
Buddy, your bill's gonna be settled. In full.
Hey, put that gun down. What are you doing?
This is the payoff, mister.
Oh, no, you can't. Mr. Murdoch! Mr. Murdoch!
Good hunting, Chick. You know where to hide the body. Chick.
Yeah, my little...
Stand by the front door, ready to open it for the Shadow.
I'm supposed to let him in?
Yes, you are, you fool. And if he speaks to you, you know what to do. Pretend to be scared and answer his questions.
Yeah, I don't have to pretend. I'm scared, all right. Nobody's ever beat the Shadow yet.
Well, there's a first time for everything.
You're sure he'll come? It's getting late.
He'll come, all right. Doesn't matter how late it is. We'll be here waiting.
Why don't you talk to him? How crazy does it
turn? No, I've got to get behind the glass panel in the room next to the lion's cage so I can see what's happening in there.
What's that?
It's the doorbell, you idiot. Go ahead, peek between the curtains.
There's no one out there. Nobody's touching the bell, but it's ringing.
Pull yourself together. It's the shadow. Now, you give me a second to get away before you let him in. And remember, watch yourself.
I don't like this. I don't like it a bit, but here goes. What do you want? Who's there? Who is it? Who shut the door? Who is it?
The shadow.
What do you want? I never...
Speak softly. Where does Peter Murdoch keep his filing cabinet? Hey. Quick, if you know what's good for you.
Down the hall in that room. That's Murdoch's private room. Go straight ahead of you.
Yes, and I won't stop until I get Murdoch.
It worked. That electric ray saw him, all right. Murdoch, we got him. We caught the shadow.
Shut up, chicken. Come here.
Can you see him, boss?
No, but he's in the lion's cage, all right. Right in the next room. Only this panel and a steel screen between us.
Open the panel, Murdoch. Maybe we can hear him move.
All right, Bess.
Gee, not a sound.
Maybe he ain't in there.
Oh, yes, he is. Hello, Shadow. Allow me to introduce myself. Peter Murdoch, the one man in the world who's too much for the Shadow. Come on, speak up so I'll know you're there, even if I can't see you.
Yes, Murdoch. The Shadow is here.
Getting all ready to beg for mercy?
No, Murdoch. You're doomed to disappointment. I warn you.
Warn me? You're my prisoner. You can't get away. If you don't believe me, try the door, Shadow.
No, Murdoch. I'm sure that it's locked.
Well, try it. Why don't you? Go on, you can't be sure. Try it.
You're much too anxious to have me touch that door. I don't wish to be electrocuted as young Dan Malley was.
You're smart, Shadow. But I'm smarter. Smart enough to trap and kill you.
I'm not dead yet, Murdoch.
But you will be very soon.
Then before I die, I might at least read the record of your crimes. Dan Malley said they were in this filing cabinet.
All right, go on then. Open the cabinet.
No wires lead to it, I see. Yes, Murdoch. I think I shall open it. Good Lord.
You like what you found, Shadow? Don't be afraid. It's only a body, just a dead body.
Who was this man? Murdoch, answer me. Let me see. A young man in overalls. A pair of pliers in his pocket. So, he's the poor devil who wired this room for you. You killed him so as to keep the secret of this death chamber.
It is a death chamber. That death chamber of the Shadow.
Margot Lane. Margot Lane. The Shadow calling Margot Lane. Phone Commissioner Weston. Tell him to surround the house of Peter Murdoch. I'm held captive there. Hurry! Hurry!
Gee, Murdoch. This walking into an empty room gives me the jitters. You're sure he's still there?
Sure, Bess. No, wait. I'll raise the panel and speak to him. Shadow, does the time drag? Don't you admire my room?
Don't put too much hope in this room of yours, Murdoch. The Shadow has escaped from worse places than this.
Ah, you talk a lot, Shadow.
Yeah, I wish we could see him, Murdoch.
We'll see him soon enough. We'll see him dead. We'll be able to see you when you're a stiff, Shadow.
What are you planning? You can't shoot what you can't see.
No, but we can smoke him out. You ready with that gas line, Chick? Joe?
I'll set first.
Anytime you say.
This is your finish, Shadow. We're slipping a tube through this panel and feeding you a nice little smoke screen of poison gas. There, Shadow, take a deep breath of this gas. In 10 minutes, you'll be dead. Turn the valve, Chick. Give our regards to Dan O'Malley, Shadow, when you see him. How do you like it, Shadow? Makes you cough, doesn't it? But not for long.
Turn that gas panel. Don't smell any of that stuff.
All right, watch now. Watch, he'll be dead in 10 minutes. Then we'll be able to see just who the Shadow was.
He's fuzzing around the corpse.
How do you know, Bess? You can't see him.
No, but the body of the electrician moved.
Chick! That workman didn't have a gun.
Nah, Murdoch. I went through his pockets. Nothing left in them but a pair of pliers.
Pliers?
Yeah, he can't do much with pliers.
I wonder.
Calm down, Bess. Won't be very long.
Murdoch, look.
The light in the room went out.
He unscrewed the bulb.
I don't like
that. Ah, you're all scared silly. It's only...
What
the lights. They're out. Come on, turn off that gas.
It's all dark. The current's off.
The shadow blew the fuse. He must have used those pliers.
That means the steel door's unlocked.
That's the steel door opening. He's out. The shadow's out.
To the front of the house, quick. Don't let him get away.
I can't see in the dark.
Come on, everybody in the hall. Hurry. Come on, I'll line up there. Across the front door.
But, Murdoch...
Hey, you fools. We can't let him slip through our fingers now after we've nearly had him.
But we can't see.
We can hear. Be quiet now. Everybody listen.
I hear something. Murdoch. It's outside the house.
Open up, here. Open up!
That isn't the shadow.
Open! The police officer!
The cops!
We're raided!
Shut up, shut up. Don't let them hear you.
They can hear me, Murdoch. Smash in the door, Commissioner Weston. They're all here.
The shadow!
Yes, Murdoch. The shadow. Hurry, Commissioner.
All right, man.
I'm getting out of here.
Come on, run for it.
I'll shoot the first one that moves.
Murdoch, we gotta run. It's a cop.
Stay here and I'll bluff it out.
You stay yourself. I'm getting out.
No, no, you're not.
Murdoch shot Bess.
Shadow, where are you? Come on, I dare you to show yourself.
I'll take that gun, Murdoch.
You'll take... You... Here. My arm, Shadow. Let go of me.
There, now stand still.
All right. You've got my gun. Shoot. Go ahead, shoot.
Grab those men.
Commissioner Weston, these men are criminals. Peter Murdoch, the leader, just murdered the woman lying on the floor. And there's another body down the hall, an electrician.
Peter Murdoch, eh? This is a surprise.
Well, why didn't you shoot, Shadow? I tried to kill you. Were you afraid to fight back like a man?
No, Murdoch. I saved you for the same death that you sent Dan Malley to. Death in the electric chair. You've evaded the law for the longest time, Murdoch. You had a great mind. You were a brilliant lawyer. But for wealth, you threw all that away. Piled crime upon crime. But you went too far. Now you will meet, as must all men, justice.
Before today's episode comes to an end, here's John Barclay, Blue Coal's heating expert.
Thank you, Ken Roberts, and good evening, everyone. Every fall and winter, thousands upon thousands of people burn up money needlessly in heating their homes. They pile on excess coal in their efforts to get satisfactory heating results and never realize that their furnace is to blame for their failure. All too often, the fault lies in the fact that the damper, draft, or grate may not be in proper working order. So this year, why not have a checkup now at the start of the season? Make sure from the beginning that you're going to save money, not waste money. Call your Blue Coal dealer first thing in the morning. Ask him to send a trained John Barclay serviceman to your home to give your furnace a thorough inspection. And while he's there, ask him about Blue Coal's automatic heat regulator. It's a thermostat which opens and closes dampers automatically, maintains a constant temperature in your home, and does away with constant furnace attention. With a Blue Coal heat regulator installed in your home, you'll enjoy far more uniform, economical heat than even the most expensive oil burner could give you. Yet it costs but $18.95, plus a small installation charge. Find out for yourself how the Blue Coal heat regulator can more than pay for itself in time and fuel savings for you. Call your Blue Coal dealer tomorrow. I thank you.
This has been a dramatized version of one of the many copyrighted stories which appear in the Shadow magazine, now on sale at your local newsstand. All the characters and all the places named are fictitious. Any similarity to persons living or dead is purely coincidental.
The weed of crime bears bitter fruit. Crime does not pay. The Shadow knows.
Next week, same time, same station, Blue Coal, America's finest anthracite, will again present another thrilling adventure of The Shadow. Be sure to listen, and be sure to burn Blue Coal, the solid fuel for solid comfort.
You're listening to I Love Old Time Radio with your host, Virtual Vinny.
Welcome back. It's very interesting to hear Cranston explain how an electric eye works to Margot and have her just amazed. They are so commonplace now. And it makes me wonder what kind of technology that we'll have in 80 years' time. And that's going to do it for our program. You can find I Love Old Time Radio on iTunes, the Google Play Store, Stitcher, Spotify, and on our website at iloveoldtimeradio.com. You can also listen to us on your Alexa device through TuneIn. Please take the time to rate us and leave a review as well. Like us on Facebook at I Love Old Time Radio. Follow us on Twitter at I Love OT Radio. Comments and questions can be directed to our website at iloveoldtimeradio.com. If you'd like to help support this show, you can do so at support.iloveoldtimeradio.com or by joining our Vintage Radio Club and get an extra episode a week. Tomorrow we'll play a new episode of My Friend Irma, and join us back next Monday for more with The Shadow. For iloveoldtimeradio.com, this is Virtual Vinny signing off.